that we can share our screen, and if you want to present anything, we can share our screen and show others what we have. And it's fairly easy to use. Salam Shirin. So, if you want, you can all check your sounds, if they're working all right. Salam Shamiya.
Shalom, this is Samuel.
Good sound. Can you hear me okay? Is my sound coming through?
Good sound, Eunice.
Okay. Just checking. Does anyone have any topics, anything they would like to talk about?
I have a question about what's going on in Haiti and how this relates to the sundering that will, you know, eventually spread around the world. So I just want to know some thoughts about that.
Okay. Any thoughts on that? What are your thoughts on that, Samuel?
My thoughts are that this is, you know, a part of the sundering, and it is the first, or maybe the second, extreme example of a local catastrophe. The tsunami a couple of years ago was the other one, and I know several months ago I had asked Maitreya for clarification on how to view it, and he mentioned something about if you have cancer in your body, you don't show compassion to cancer so that it kills you, but you know, so from knowledge, things are and will be becoming eliminated. So in a sense, it's just like a mini run of what's ahead.
Mm-hmm. The city that now I live in experienced a big earthquake in 1999. In fact, the region experienced it, and I think there were like it was just like the Haiti, more than 100,000 people died, and many were homeless, and this area is just coming back to normal now. But the thing is, they know this is an earthquake region, earthquakes happen, and the city that now I live in is built in the spot that you should not build the city. Colorado. It's surrounded by mountains, and it's in the middle. It's in a in between the mountains on a flat area, which is very the land is not rocky or, you know, stable, but it is very muddy and you know, not stable to build houses. And the city was built in here. And of course, with the greed, people built like apartments, 5-story, 7-story, 8, 10-story high, without using proper engineering techniques. So it's kind of like, you know, what the teaching says. People just ignore things, ignorance, and just went against the laws. And when the earthquake hit, in fact, they weren't getting punished, but their ignorance just paid them. The city was, in fact, destroyed the minute it was built, but it survived for a little bit. And now, after the earthquake, they built the city in the, and, you know, they did the proper research and find the stable, you know, the land with the rocky surface or, you know, where there are no faults. And now they built the new city in this area. And it's, even the weather is a lot better here because it's not in the, in the middle of the mountains where there is no wind. So I think the same example goes, can be applied to the whole world. And, you know, this is my understanding. In fact, the tribulation doesn't have to come. And people don't have to experience all those things. But the laws are set, and if you ignore them, you just can't help it.
Has anybody realized the intensity and frequency of these disasters? Nuri, if you want to say something, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I'm still helping a few people get set up on GoToMeeting.
Okay, sure. Somebody was trying to say something and I started saying. Okay, if there was nobody, okay, there. Has anybody noticed it's becoming more frequent and more intense?
Mm-hmm. A lot more.
Mm-hmm. How can you relate this to this time of history of human? We are talking about 2/3 of the earth, or 1/3 of the earth will be, you know, kind of a destroyed. I know nobody likes to see disaster and all the suffering and people are suffering. But what did God say? As Eunice said, they're building these buildings where they shouldn't. Apparently, human doesn't have the sense to realize nature means it. God really means when he says something. Don't build your building where it's mud and it's in the valley. It's going to be destroyed sooner or later. God said the tribulation comes unless human turn around and listen to the prophet and his message. What do you expect if they don't? Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Yeah, anyone else? Any thoughts? Anything to share?
I don't. Am I coming through? This is Sarah. I don't know if it has any significance, but it's interesting that the earthquake's level was a 7.
Well, it is true that the intensity is increasing, and from my very limited personal experience of communicating the mission to everybody I talk to, nobody seems to care. Nobody. And it's just, I extend it to all humanity, and especially when I look at the news and things, I just say, man is not responding, humanity is not responding, and at all. So it's my belief that it'll take a tremendous shakening of the whole planet for people to turn to God.
Unfortunately, you're right, although I like to disagree with you, but that is correct assumption. Actually, the acceptance of God's mission and the intensity and amount of the disasters are completely related. The sooner they accept the mission, the sooner they accept God's message, the sooner this thing is going to stop happening, and maybe intensity goes down, and less people are going to be destroyed. The more they fight it, they don't listen to it, as you said, they don't care, then God has to bring them to the point, as Prophet Muhammad said, if we wanted you, we'd have made you to worship us, but that is not our way. God sent messengers, God sent the prophets, God created the history, and showed any time man makes a decision, there is suffering. Any time they follow God, there is prosperity, and disaster will be taken away from them. For 12,000 years, and now you are here, and it is so clear that is his message, and people are not listening. What should you do? What should God do? Just put yourself in God's place, in his shoes, if he has a shoe.
You can have mine.
Yeah, huge. And then, tell me, what would you do?
He'd have to do the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's just like a responsible father.
Sure. What do you mean by exactly the same thing? Can you explain to us?
Well, I mean, as far as like the actions that he's taken, you know, to wake the human up, because, you know, they're so consumed with, you know, with Maya and worldly activities. I mean, this is the only possible way that God can wake them up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, because even after the, you know, the catastrophe in Haiti, I mean, they're still ignoring, you know, that this is from God, and they're not waking up. So it's going to take more and more to wake them up.
Yep, you're absolutely correct.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I was just going to say, isn't that also what happened with Pharaoh and Moses? How many times he refused to listen to Moses, and disaster after disaster had to happen until finally he let the people go.
Hmm. Hmm.
Yes. Yeah, even after a disaster, I think people can stay ignorant. Like, if I go with that example of the city again, some people still, and now that things are going back to normal, building, you know, high buildings in the same area that was destroyed 10 years ago. But some people have learned their lesson, and they don't.
And it's like another example. It's like after the two hurricanes in Louisiana and Texas, you would think people would move away from the coast, but there's still, you know, today people moving to the coast, by the coast. It's like that's not the place to be, but they're still living there after these two bigger hurricanes.
Yeah. So it's the same as Turkey even here, huh? In the valley, and here they live in the coast. They're not listening to science. And maybe we can ask our newcomer, Easy to Leave, to introduce himself and tell us a little about himself.
Oh, so long, Easy to Leave. I didn't notice you coming. If you want to check your mic and sound, go ahead, please. If you have a mic, can you hear us?
Well, you can type in the bottom.
Right. There's a chat box. If you want, you can type there too.
Yeah. All right. That's okay.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, when it gets to the point where, you know, it says in the Bible that, you know, one third of the world would be destroyed, I've been thinking about how would that affect as far as, you know, communication between the mission and other people in the world, as far as with the mission, you know, what types of communication are we going to have after all this happens?
And I suppose that's his question toward me, so I go ahead and answer it. Unless someone else wants to pick it up. It depends upon how fast humanity is going to respond to the mission, how much resources and people we have. If we have resources and organization, I'd like to have a rapid deployable force. For example, in disaster in Haiti, I like to have hundreds and thousands of helicopters with the ability to fly any part of the earth and probably parachute or send a lot of people with the rope that can create a secure environment, and then sending hundreds and thousands of helpers with the helicopter right where the disasters are, having one airport that only one or two airplane can, you know, fly into, and it's controlled with few people. That doesn't help, as we saw. It took them 5 days even to start implementing and bringing the relief to the people. That's not the way to do it. It has to be a centralized world force. Probably that is the most Catrians will employ, and they would like to create, you know, units like that all over the world. So probably within the 20 hours, the dead body are removed and taken away. The alive will be discovered, and every place smashed and prepared for rebuilding or condemnation as a place that nobody should leave. So it should be very high scale, not triple of the resources, and no political, you know, agenda related to it. At that time, human life is the most important thing to save, if we could. Of course, that's after the kingdom. If the disaster happens, of course, that is a natural disaster. I think that's what it should be. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, well, thanks to God. Listen, I have an idea that I personally am going to follow up on as a result of this particular disaster, and that is there has been a lot of television requesting for money, and I, at this day in January, don't have money to send. And I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about where I could, all these options of sending money, and then I went, no, this is going to increase and happen all over the world. So if I find myself in a financial position to send money anywhere, I'm going to send it to the mission of Maitreya, because just as Maitreya just said, that is the future center of the world distribution, you might say, and the where the correct decisions will be made. And so if at the end of January I've got a few dollars left when I write out my tithe check, I will add that to the my tithe, and that will, in effect, sending money to this disaster.
You're absolutely correct in that. Any resources used for anything else but for the mission is not going to help the humanity in the long run. Other people are helping bring money to the disaster, and everybody else is trying to help to the people in suffering. And any resources you send to anybody else but the mission is not going to be as effective at all.
It's just like it says in Golden Key 7, you know, we are not here for healing individual people, we are here to heal the earth. So.
And at the same time, with all the posts, the wonderful posts that have been in Alliance for a New Humanity by Maverick and by Kyosha, we can concentrate on the positive aspect. We can concentrate on the coming. We can concentrate on the mission and the teachings. We don't have to concentrate on the negative.
Yeah, again, go to the looking at the end, the light at the tunnel, or looking at the darkness inside the cave. If you look in the darkness in the cave, you're going to stay in the cave forever. If you concentrate on the light at the end of the tunnel, you get out of it, hopefully. It might sound a little incompassionate, not being compassionate toward the disaster happening. Yeah, but at the same time, although you feel bad about it, again, what did God say?
And at the same time, in fact, this is, to me, this sounds more compassionate because everyone is looking at the walls of the tunnel in the darkness, you know, how... all these like stories about things that happen or are happening, and you know all those things, and are lost. But if, in fact, by trying to look, by trying to go against the current and looking at the end of the tunnel, seeing an way out, and striving to go towards that, in fact, you can even help others to go that way. It's not easy to maybe sometimes follow going towards the light, but at the end, in fact, you're helping them. You're being more compassionate. Otherwise, you're just going to be there and maybe begging for help from others. I think we need an example so bad. You know, we need an example that people can see how it is possible with the teachings, with following God, how things can be. I think that will brighten the light that's on earth.
I think our time to truly help people will be after. We help the people that come to us now, but afterwards, it's going to be incredible how much we can do for them.
True.
And also, it'll prove the validity of the prophet of God, because the letter to humanity has predicted this, and we'll see it happen.
Okay, anyone else? Any other thoughts, any other topics they would like to bring on? discuss, share any experiences during the month?
How are you guys liking GoTo meeting so far? The sound is better, isn't it?
Oh, much better.
It's much better.
Actually, I thought we're going to spend time this meeting just to keep this going and helping people and telling how it works. But I think it works really easily, didn't it?
Yeah, there were just a few problems with a few people. Most of it seemed to work great. And I think that's all cleared up now. Everyone's in here and can hear us.
Does anybody else want to try to talk? See if we can hear you.
Hello, Mr. Hara.
Sloan Dear, we can hear you fine.
Good sound.
Thanks, God.
Are you open to a new idea? Do you know on Thursday morning and evening and Saturday morning and evening when the call to all to come to pray, and we do the kirtan and the reminder and the beautiful singing, and then we meditate. And I just wondered if that could be available maybe at least once a day. Could that be available for people to participate in? Because it's a wonderful setup for meditation. I would like to participate in it at least once every day. Any comments on that?
Well, one thing I can say is if you go to the FTP site, I can use this to show something else interesting about GoToMeeting. I can actually show you guys what's going on in my screen. So I'm going to start showing my screen. And all of you should be able to suddenly see in your viewer what I see on my screen. Do you see this?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Excellent.
So if you go to if you go to the FTP site using downloads, and then you go to order of services right here. And then you can see we have the call to prayer, the collective meditation service, divine path, the Passover service, the Sabbath service, and the reminder services. And all of the recordings that we use on those recorded services on Thursdays and Saturdays are here to download. So even if we don't start broadcasting that on PalTalk every day, any of you can download these and play them whenever you want to set yourself up for meditation or anything like that. So I hope that helps.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you very much. I'll be using it regularly. Thank you very much.
Thanks, God.
Thank God. I mean, thank God.
So how about the news brief? Any thoughts or comments on the articles or anything that happened this month?
Yeah. The news brief has always passed off pretty well. Good articles.
I love that cartoon. That was great.
Does anybody think there is any validity in that cartoon?
Mm-hmm.
think that's always have been valid for you. Mm-hmm. Well. People are being so quiet today. Not so many talking out there. Well, I think this is the silence between the breaths. Everyone is experiencing that, huh? Just enjoying that.
After a world mission, people in the mission, they don't have to talk at all. They can just communicate in silence.
Yeah. I believe that. And how wonderful that would be, like, just what you described a little bit while I gave my trail, like, even that gave me goosebumps, like having the logic in what you do and not having the ego, even if there isn't, like, an earthquake or something like that, how to respond to it with people that are spiritually high and following the eternal divine path, and at the same time physically fit and, you know, intellectually, like, knowledgeable and able, acting upon things for God.
Mm-hmm. Even in the future, one thing we can might think about is people would know there would be an earthquake by intuition or by scientific information, and they will be, you know, evacuated even before the earthquake happened. So that knowledge will be increased even more to the point that humans don't have to suffer the way they are. But all it depends if humans turn around and go to God. Otherwise, God's going to leave them alone and not reveal to them the intuitive ability to stop, you know, the disaster or go away from it before it happens. So it all depends on the free will of man again to turn around or be selfish and say, no, I want to do my way. That is the real crux of the matter. Yes, you have the free will, but use it to accept God, not your way, but His way.
You know that. Go ahead.
I'm going to say that. That is what humanity have to be preached to, be understood, and they have to recognize. Which I'm not a religion. I'm not saying follow religious people, like, you know, in other countries that religious is dominating people and telling what to do when they are not connected to God themselves. I'm talking about really know what God said. Go ahead.
So I was just going to say that the concept of us being able to know when an earthquake comes intuitively is not even that far-fetched. It's not even that far-fetched according to scientists, because scientists already know that animals can tell when a tsunami or an earthquake is coming, and they run away. You know, that was one of the big, when those huge tsunamis hit a lot of the Asian coast, all of the animals had left hours before, and scientists have no idea why, you know. And they're doing all these tests with elephants to see if they can hear vibrations, you know, because they have to make sure, they have to fit in their little box of the physical world, you know. So they're doing all these different tests, and, but yeah, they don't know. So we're animals too, I mean, in the base level, so why not? Why can't we regain that intuitive knowledge? Makes sense.
Yeah. In fact, I had an experience like that. So I don't, you know, if people were given the right environment, I think intuition will be even much more greater. So we can experience that, because in 1998, I was living in the city again. I was attending college here, and my parents had an apartment here, which I was using at that time. But I just wasn't able to sleep. I was in perfect health, But at night, I wasn't sleeping well, even though I was doing everything right. And I was feeling like just I had to leave this place. I didn't know why and how. And that's why I went begging my parents telling them somehow I should leave. And they had some investments over here too, but they didn't seem to be logical also. I was saying, maybe you should take your investments to other someplace else. But I didn't know meditation at that time, but it was just my sleeps, and or I had sometimes visions, or not visions, but kind of like awake dreams in the morning, early in the morning. Anyways, and I left, and I think 6 months later, the city was destroyed, and the apartment that I live in was destroyed, and pretty much everyone that lived in there was dead. I was about 17, 18 at that time, a young person with intuition, just know something is not right, but did not exactly know what it is because did not know meditation and didn't have a real spiritual understanding at that time. But yeah.
Probably God needed you to do this mission, so you got the time for it to go.
I guess so. He pulled me out and, to America, not even another city. He said, go learn English and do this, do that.
So I have no doubt about that. Yeah, what does that say? If some people get to disaster and killed, probably they weren't a part of the plan. And what if God has a plan, that happens the way they would survive. I have had myself around 3-4 very bad car accidents that any time I got away from it, the people who saw the car, they were just amazed at how I didn't even get in a scratch, and I walked away. And apparently I wasn't supposed to go, God has a plan for me. So in another way, if everybody is connected to God, they are going to be safer. The more they bring God to their life, the more valuable they become to God.
It's just like in Haiti, scientists, you can only survive 5 days without water. That's the way it is, And then now 7 or 8 days later, they're pulling people out of the rubble. Apparently weren't meant to be killed at this point. But, the scientists aren't asking, what happened? Why are we here? It's just, I don't know. They go blind when things don't work the way they plan.
Yeah. The other day, also like to share this, the other day on TV, they were showing about volcanoes. And I don't remember which town, but a town by a volcano was destroyed, and thousands of people were died, almost the whole city. Mm-hmm. A couple people were... survived, and one of the people that survived was in the middle of the city, in jail, in the city jail. that was survived. After they find he survived, they released him. They should be released if he was survived.
That's funny.
That shows the difference between human brain and God's brain.
Yeah. And he was in jail for murder.
Oh,
oh, wonderful. That's funny. I wanted to test my mic. Just make sure I'm only just now getting the hang of this. I'm sorry for being so slow at this, but it looks like everything is working okay, and I'm getting the hang of it now. It's nice to be in this room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good sound.
Good sound.
And I have a comment or two also. Sarah G and I have been communicating back and forth, and it just seems like all of these happenings, out there in the world, the earthquakes and everything, it just seems like also besides the fact that it's a wake-up call for humanity, it's also so much a call for those of us to come together, to do the mission and, maybe begin to form a community, type thing.
That is the goal.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something else that Maitreya says in Golden Key 7, which is that community and family either needs, like, you know, to be focused on God so that there's a reason to be together. Or if there's no God in their lives, they have to be forced to be together based on, you know, economics. Like, they can't survive it. So after the tribulation, I have a feeling that humans will be unable to survive without it. So we will be forced that way.
Yeah, I don't know if it's your system or some, from there some feedback. Actually, even I even have that feedback right now.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like one person maybe has their microphone too close to their speakers. It's gone away now. Okay.
Yeah, good.
What is it? Is it from me?
Wait.
No, I think it's from the people in Roswell. The space aliens.
Good one, Sarah.
Yeah, there's one thing about this go to meeting. It doesn't have that push the talk button, but you can mute yourself by clicking on that green mic next to your name. Mm-hmm. And mute yourself when you're not talking, so you know you will not have feedback.
Ah!
I think, Yosha, that's going to work.
Gotcha. I'm going to do that.
Actually, you guys said the aliens are here in the room. Remind me of that verse in Quran, if the jinns come to hear Muhammad. Not aliens didn't come here to hear us.
Yeah.
They're smarter than a lot of humans, huh?
My cat's listening. I suppose that counts, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure is.
My little bud, huh?
Good to see you in the room, Shireen.
That's great. Salam, everyone.
Salam.
Salam.
Salam, Shireen.
Shalom, bud.
Bud.
He's sitting right here listening to everybody.
Tell him to say Mao.
He probably will.
He will, yeah. If he hears my voice, probably he will. He knows my voice.
That's true. He does.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, God's ways are so incredible. It's even possible that some of the people that died in this earthquake will then be reincarnated to work for the mission. You know, so it's a very interesting way that it works, because it's not necessarily that everyone that dies in these disasters were supposed to die and go to outer darkness, but you never know, maybe their next lifetime they'll come to the mission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And these things are forcing, like, the younger generations that are looking for more, you know, more a way out or looking for options,
mm-hmm.
to probably, like, search deeper.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very good topic, because the younger generation are going to have a hard time in this world to make it or to be able to, you know, provide for their friends. The only way they can probably survive is everybody share.
And I can speak from experience that that's something that America, at least, has completely forced out of the younger generation. Like, and not to say that we're all terrible people, but it's just, I don't know, all of my friends, you know, and I'd be with them if not for the mission. They all lived, you know, in their small houses by themselves, mostly doing, you know, like, whatever they want to do, escaping, basically. There's no feeling of responsibility, you know, even to themselves. It's just living for entertainment and not really thinking about it. So.
Yeah, that was something that I experienced also in the U.S. And people are so bombarded with things and so many options, so many things out, just confusing, confused, and a little bit selfish. You can just, as you said, in your own little life, without touching many things, but you know, try to look for more experiences, stimulation.
A lot of the liberal philosophy is based on that it's okay to do as long as it doesn't hurt anyone, you know? You can do whatever you want as long as you're not hurting other people. It doesn't matter if you're hurting yourself or that you're not helping. So there's no push to go farther than that. So it doesn't work.
And I also think...
Well, please go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that I also think I see such a difference, like from being out in New Mexico and being in the community to even living in a place off on your own. You know, when you're in a community, you know, like at the mission or whatever, it's so much easier to get the work done because everybody's working on things together. Sometimes when you're off on your own, I have to really push myself, you know, at times to get things done.
It works. There's no question.
Yeah, I think that's the nature that we are intended, you know, we are created for. The higher nature.
Higher nature. Great, we have 12 people here together and dedicated to the mission and know to the mission. The only thing left is reach out to humanity and spread the message and let everybody know that the answers are here. This is the thing that even people have experienced a little can testify it works. And therefore invite them, drop their own ideas about how to live and pick up God's idea, which is in the mission and in our website and in the, and let us create the kingdom of heaven on earth.
Sounds good. Yeah, I think God's timing is like so perfect in one sense, making it already and like even these things and a couple of things happen and like my situation, I have more and more conversations about the, you know, vision in a week than before now. But the more probably, the more I live or understand it, and with the current events helping a little bit to open conversations like that.
Yeah, in reality, we don't have really to do anything. The only thing we have to do is to support the mission, come together, create environment that become eventually an example for the rest of humanity to come together, you know, create a community, build the temple as a symbol for everybody to know such a thing exists, and let them go through their lives and disasters and the things is not going to work for anybody, and eventually they realize they have to be a better way, and they will reach it. They will reach, and they will hit the bottom eventually, and their only way out of their bottom is mission. So really, we don't have to worry about it. We don't have to become unhappy if somebody came, somebody left, somebody, you know, helping, somebody not helping. The most important is each individual work on themselves and see how much they can do, and that's all really counts, and not even go to the limb or become radical or anything like that at all. Just be still, do what you can, and get this mission spread. The more it's spread, the more people know and hear about it, the easier at the end of our work is going to be. So I hope all of you got inspired by these meetings and come here every month and invite everybody to come, and let's inspire each other to create a greater, you know, awareness of the of what we do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think God is not letting anything else to happen. Like, if you go against, if the I comes in, I think God is so protective of the mission. It just does not happen. Does not let you.
But one thing for sure, you have to be 100% with God, otherwise you would be taken away from the mission easily. Mm-hmm. You have a slightest doubt, God puts you billions of miles away from mission.
That's true.
God needs people to do the mission, but he doesn't need us. Forget that. We need him.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're coming towards the end of the hour, so if anyone else would like to bring anything else, just go ahead. But I like these meetings. Any chance that I have to get in touch with people from the mission is a blessing. So thanks, God. Thanks, God. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, everyone, for coming. Sure.
Thank God for the mission and the meeting.
That's true.
Someday we can open a program that says "Go to God" rather than "Go to meeting."
That's the project. Become divine. Yeah.
Right.
Someday we'll have another temple, and it'll be to be in the presence of God, and you walk in, and it'll be a hall of mirrors.
the amusement park House of Mirrors is so godly all this time, I never realized.
There will be a mirror that it reflects back exactly who you are.
I think someone is doing pranayama, like breathing exercise. You can hear it.
Maverick, I think that might be you. Your microphone might be a little too close to your mouth.
Actually, it's not. That's not me.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I'll put the microphone a little below your mouth. You can hear your breathing.
There we go.
Yeah.
It makes you want to do some pranayama, actually.
Well, if we don't have anything else to add, maybe we can start saying our salams and start the end of the meeting.
Okay. Shalom, everyone.
Salut, everyone.
Salam.
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 Salam, everyone.
Salam. Have a good month.
Salam. Salam.
Salam, everyone. Good to be with you all.
Yeah. Thanks, God, and see you next month.
Okay, I'm ending the room now. Salam.
Salam.